You're listening to The Financial Doctor Show. Any Ozlie started this podcast to help others reach their highest potential, to mine out their deepest gifts, and make this world a better place. She empowers masses to be the best version of themselves and to thrive both personally and in their business. Any invites you to discover and put to use the most powerful resources you already have and celebrate life at its most powerful level. Any is a best-selling author, a mother, educator, speaker, music lover, philanthropist, and a believer of dreams. She's also RBC's top financial specialist in Canada.
Good morning, everyone. This is Annie Ozlie, your musical financial doctor, and welcome to the show, Unstoppable Tracy. So happy to have you here.
Oh, Annie, I'm so happy to be with you and humbled and honored.
Perfect. So thank you so much for making the time. I mean, you know, if those of you who don't know Unstoppable Tracy, watch this, okay? So she climbed the Himalayas in Nepal. She caused a moment of truth. She helped Air Canada with pilot strikes. She supported Shoppers Drug Mart. She actually won a bronze medal in downhill skiing. She's an avid scuba driver. She's inducted in Canada's Hall of Fame next to Wayne Gretzky. Okay, she shared the stage with many, many TV personalities for her humanitarian work. She is unbelievable, and she's pivoting in everything in life. And I really want to make sure that you have the opportunity today to learn from her and understand the mind that she possesses that makes everything unstoppable and just possible. Tracy, go for it. Tell us our journey. Tell us your journey, please.
Oh, Annie, it is so magnificent to be here with you today. And before I get started, I must say a massive congratulations for your book launch. Only you and two others are in these powerful success stories in the book, The Waterfront Awards Powerful Success Stories. So massive congratulations are in order to my fellow awardee, also a nominee at those Waterfront Awards. And I'm just so proud of you. So I encourage the world to find that and access that download for folks. I think that's a magnificent, and you talk about a journey. I mean, here we are, and it had happened way before March, but in Canada, the like massive level of shutdown, I had been to 20 cities up till March, between January and March, and that's in Europe and North America, 20 cities, and then I was caught away from home when they were shutting down the airlines for COVID, wow. And in 24 hours, I had 24 stages just stop and cancel. And what's interesting is the few months before, I had bought myself this nice, fancy, swanky condo facing High Park, which is a very lovely area here in Canada, in Toronto. And I bought myself a brand new car, and I bought myself a brand new couch, and I bought myself a brand new bed. I just, you know, got into so many new expenses with this extraordinary life that I was leading. And then it all, the rug was pulled out from under me, like so many, I believe. And so I really feel ready for 2020 to be done. And I'm excited to be launching the end of 2020 and skyrocketing prepared for 2021 with all of your phenomenal listeners in the music industry and the business industry, and how lucky they are to have you as a bit of a financial guru in both finance, music, and business.
Perfect. You know what? I really appreciate that you are giving back some of the highlight to me, but thank you for that. But really, aww, this is all about you. You know, I mean, you are making waves. You are making so much difference in this world. Okay. Your videos have reached over 1 million views.
So I really 100 million views.
There you go. Oh my God.
And so there's a tip, Annie. There's a tip is, you know, we all, like if I had 1 million views, that would have been a dream or a goal that I would set, right? So I remember I just got back from Paralympic trials in Rio, August 2016 had happened in the world. And I was, it's true for a lot of athletes that are in the Olympics and the Paralympics or journeying their lives for the trials, whether they make it in or not. And then there's like a low funk afterwards because you're so 24/7 driven for this massive goal, right? You sacrifice family and friends and relationships and jobs to be training for the trials, for the Paralympics and the Olympics. And then it happens. And so many of us, you know, fall into a bit of a depression because everything else is kind of anticlimactic after that. And it's kind of like COVID for everybody. A lot of people were all in on their music or their business. And then the world stops. And what they know and what they were keeping their days busy with is over overnight. And you're just in this sort of shock. And so I remember going and listening in to someone like you, Annie, and they were saying, you know, what's a dream you've got? And what can you do? What are you doing? And I remembered, you know, fundraising for my sailing campaign that people were like, Tracy, you got to write a book. Tracy, you got to share your story. And people were paying me maybe $100 or $200 to share my story as a donation towards my sailing campaign. And afterwards, they would come to me and be like, you know what? I was like this close to suicide, or I have this massive dream and I was afraid to leave my job. And I'm going to jump all in because here's you with no arms and no legs and you're sailing against 27 able-bodied men on start lines in Melbourne, Australia with these big wins and you're fearless. And another secret is I'm not fearless. I am like petrified when I'm in those big 20 knots of wind facing 27 Viking men with big muscles. And then there's little old me, no arms, no legs, and a woman on these big wind start line in an unadapted boat because it's one class design. So I'm not allowed any adaptions to my boat when I'm competing. And so I am petrified. I'm not fearless. It's like throw away the fearless myth. It's like courage is in spite of the fear. You got the fear in your stomach, but you do it anyway. I went off on a tangent. All COVID and end of Paralympic trials. And so I was in this funk and we were talking about 1 million to 100 million. And so I was in a session like right now, you and me, like all of our listeners are right now, you and me, we're all together here. And we're like, okay, I'm going to dream big. I'm going to dream instead of $100 on a stage, I'm going to dream $1,000 on a stage. And I'm going to say, so now think 10 times bigger than what you just imagined, because we don't know what we don't know, right? In February 3rd of 2017, when I imagined $1,000 for a stage instead of $100, I didn't know that like a week later, somebody was going to share my thought about maybe writing a book on their Facebook page, and that somebody in Russia was going to say, I want to hire her. And they hired me for $10,000. Including a companion and my hotel and my flight, like all my expenses and my companion were all outside of that $10 speaking fee. And I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that was US dollars. And so we need to dream 10 times bigger, right? And so you didn't want to oversell. You didn't want to say, oh, your video's been a million views. And we're almost afraid to say 100 million views. But the reality is it has had 100 million views. And so all of you out there that have got a thought in your mind, even though you don't know how, it doesn't matter that you don't know how, right? You manifest an idea right now, write it down, and then put a times 10 beside it because you don't know what you don't know. And you can do that times 10 image of it. Don't be afraid, right? You've got 100 million views up your sleeve too, or music or business dollars, right? We can do it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm so glad that you are actually sharing your story, and especially, you know, sailing, you know, and that alone must have been a huge challenge. But then again, you did so many other things as well. You know, how was, for instance, the climb to the Himalayas?
Right. So Himalayas and sailing and skiing and everything, scuba diving, flying airplanes, jumping out of airplanes, riding a horseback. I luge, you know, I bobsled, like I do a gazillion adventure thrill seeking sports, but every single one of them, people, they see no hands, no legs, even the first day of kindergarten, something as simple as kindergarten. Every single opportunity started with no. And I'm sorry, Tracy, and you inspire me, but it's not going to work, right? And naysayers. And sometimes the worst naysayer might have even been me in my head, like, well, oh, I'm not educated enough to talk to those pilots, or I'm not tall enough to jump out of an airplane, or, you know, I'm not smart enough because I haven't got my master's in business to talk to Shoppers Drug Mart in pharmaceutical reform, right? And I have my MBA now, but I didn't when that all started. And so, you know, you talk about the Himalayas, and a real neat story. I remember walking, and there was a suspension bridge, and it was between two of the cliffs in the Annapurna region. And we're talking Nepal, right? So there are planks. And some of those planks are missing. And we're not talking cable wire, we're talking rope. And so this rope in the wind of the Himalayas is kind of threadbare. And so there's like a twine in places instead of rope. There's missing planks. And when there's a suspension bridge, like, it's at your waist level. But remember, when I did the Annapurna region, my legs were off. So the lines were over my head, right, where you hold on to. And so when I looked left or right, there was nothing beside me on this suspension bridge. So I had to cross the suspension bridge with missing planks, without my legs, blowing in the wind on this twine. And so when I got to the other side, my heart was like, boom, 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 right? Like, it was like mega miles an hour because I was so much adrenaline. And the other people that I was traveling with, they were all sitting down taking a rest. But because I'm missing my legs above my knees, when people would walk in the day, like, I had to take a whole bunch more steps to keep up with everybody. So I would start out the day earlier so that I was ahead of them on the trail. And then they, around lunchtime and earlier, they would pass me on the trail because of their long legs. And then by the end of the day, they would be setting up camp, and I would still be walking to wherever it was everybody was setting up camp because my steps were so much shorter. So when I had all of this adrenaline from the suspension bridge, the last thing I wanted to do was sit down with the group and rest, because I knew at the end of the day, they were all going to be way ahead of me. So I kept on walking with all the adrenaline, and I came across this man with a huge hay bale. And I couldn't see his body. All I could see was these spindly legs of this frail farmer. He looked like SpongeBob SquarePants because he's got a big hay bale and these legs. And then he started to circle. And I thought he was going to drop the hay bale on my head because he couldn't see me, because I couldn't see him. But he didn't. He dropped it beside me. And I was traveling with a girl named Susma, a grade 12 Nepalese student. You know, I got that Canada Hall of Fame award because of my humanitarian work. And I've been a teacher in Nepal and Uganda and Mexico and Jamaica. I taught in 20 countries in schools. And you know, just in the school system, about creating leaders that can support the community. You know, not me giving or donating or giving fish. It's all about teach a person to fish so that they can make a difference, right? And so this
you
is what I was
doing. The same conversation with Gordon so earlier this week.
So. Oh,
you know, like-minded.
So, right? Leaders are. So hear that, right? Who you surround yourself with, Gordon, Annie, Unstoppable Tracy, what do? Oh, well, they don't teach a skill, they train the trainer, right? They leave people ready to deliver themselves the results.
that's what leaders and successors do, right? They're more like orchestra leaders below the pit and let the band play, just give the lifeline so you can do it on your own. So Susma was one of my students, and she was like 18, 19, and she could speak Nepalese. And the, there was a lot of dialects in Nepal, but she spoke the Gurung dialect of the Annapurna region. And she spoke to this hay bale man, and he said, with his eyes big as saucers, and he looked at me after he put the hay bale down, and he said, "If this one looks like that," and he meant me without my arms and my legs, "what does the rest of the group look like?" Right? And wow. And of course the rest of the group were able-bodied. They had arms and legs mostly. But, you know, she made a joke. She said, "Oh, one of them doesn't have a head." And you know what? It was so funny, but it was a real light bulb moment for me, because if she could make a joke, because in Nepal, they don't have technology. They don't have my fancy artificial legs or wheelchairs like my fancy power wheelchair. And they don't have legislation like we have the Canadian with Disability Act, and we have equity, and we have human rights, right? We have United Nations is around the world, but obviously they don't have the same laws, and they don't have enough food to feed everybody in the village. So only the people that are producing the most for the village get fed a little bit. And then everybody else doesn't get fed at all, right? They get the dog ends. And a lot of people die off unless they're super strong. So I didn't see any other people with disabilities in Nepal because they die off, right? And if they gave birth to a baby, it's probably killed, because they won't survive. So it's the most humane thing is to put them out of their suffering fast instead of slow. And so, you know, in Nepal, if there were no awareness of being around people with disabilities and no legislation and no technology, for Susma to make a joke after being with me for 9 days trekking, I realized, you know, if we could make a difference in mind shift in Nepal, we can make a difference anywhere over anything. And we didn't know how does a girl with no arms and no legs climb the Himalayas, right? I'm still the first woman with above knees, all four limbs, to have climbed those Himalayas. There's people that are talking about being the first in 2006, but I just wasn't smart enough to say way back when. I didn't even know I was the first. And it turns out, and there's a magazine that just came out in 2020 about a four-way amputee who scuba dives. Well, I've been scuba diving for a long time, but exactly. I just didn't know to say, "Oh, I'm the first scuba diver as a four-way amputee." And so there's a lot of firsts out there. First sailor in Canada as a four-way amputee and part of a sailing program in the 80s ever. So I just sort of got all of those light bulbs in 2020. And so when people say no, it just means K-N-O-W. They just don't know. So if you're looking for a sponsor, or you're looking for funds, or you're looking to have a breakthrough with your teenagers or your music or your business or a promotion with your boss or the bank to invest in you in 2020 when the financial statements might be a little bit wonky, right? When they say no and oh, they just don't K-N-O-W. They just don't know. So take the sting out of no and just ask, like, how come? Right? And gather the feedback. How come? Not why, because why triggers people, makes people defensive. But if you just ask in a friendly way, how come? You gather ideas and then you counteroffer the no based on their pain.
Absolutely.
Not based on your skill.
Absolutely.
Counteroffer a solution for their pain.
You know what? I really must say that our audience is so unbelievably lucky to receive, you know, these messages and this wisdom and this inspiration from you for free. You just mentioned that, you know, you have been invited to Russia just before the lockdown and they were paying, you know, $10,000. you know, and just to listen to you, right? So, but where did all this start? Like, how did you become so aware of what the mind can do and how everything obviously shifted for you? So where did it all start? Because right now you really are a thought leader, and that's why you are sharing the stage with TV personalities, and you are starting your podcast, and behind you there is your book that you wrote. So you know, where did all this start? And then please tell more about, you know, those things as well. Okay.
So like that no just means K-N-O-W. That was, you know, I was very lucky to be born a four-way amputee. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, like lucky to be missing your arms and legs. But I think, you know, people struggling with isolation and anxiety and fear and tension, I call that FAT, F-A-T, fear, anxiety, and tension. And until we deal with that FAT, that fear, anxiety, and tension, it's hard for us to move forward, right? And people call it the elephant in the room. But because we're Canadians, I like to say the moose in the room, right? We've got the moose in the room. And so how do you manage that, right? And if you put a tablecloth over a big table that's hiding a stinky moose, you're still going to smell that moose, right? You got to drag that moose out. You got to face that fear, anxiety, and tension, that fat, and get it out of the room to move forward. And so I was able to face my moose, my fears, my anxiety, my tensions really early in life because I was born a four-way amputee. And so I remember the first day of kindergarten, you know, the first really big no or naysayer or person to underestimate me, like people are underestimating our fabulous musicians and business starters out there, was the first day of school. And the principal said no. And my little five-year-old heart just went, whoop, right? I was like awful because I was so excited. And my mom, she asked that magic question. She just said so politely, how come? And he explained there's only one teacher and 30 kids. And so in the 70s, there's no educational assistants or support workers or teacher aides. So she wasn't going to be able to help me tie my shoelaces or go to the bathroom without my legs, right? She couldn't leave 35-year-olds to run wild while helping me. So it kind of made sense. So my mom said, you know, can you give me a week to try to find another school that's more suited for Tracy? But in the meantime, can we just try? And the principal said, okay, 1 week to try, but you must on Friday go to another school more suited for Tracy. So mom says, okay. And we run around to the side of the door and I'm all excited to play. And we look out of the playground and my mom's face gets like panic stricken. And she drops to her knees to make eye contact with me, right? She made eye contact with the principal and said, how come? And then she drops to her knees in front of everybody. I'm 5 years old. I have no idea that she's dropping to her knees in front of everybody on the cement because what she's doing is looking me eye to eye. Another crucial lesson, ask how come and be eye to eye with the person. And she grabs my shoulders. You know, she does that five-finger parental gif. And she grabs my arms like you do with a child. And she's holding my arms. And she says, Tracy, it's really important that you and everybody's included. Nobody left behind. I'm 5 years old. I have no idea why my mom is so intense, right? I just want to go play. I don't know that if I don't make it outside at recess, I don't get to stay at that school. The principal was watching. The principal saw my mom on her knees, holding my arms, looking me eye to eye and passionately saying, nobody left behind. And so the principal's eyes are all welled up with tears. And so now he wants me to stay. He doesn't want to see me leave on Friday because his heart is moved by my mom's magical mother-daughter conversation. And so fast forward in time and he runs outside at recess to try and find me. I never made it outside. He's devastated. He's like, what am I going to tell Tracy's teacher? So he runs inside to ask the teacher what happened. Couldn't she tie her shoelaces? And my teacher says, Tracy was the first one to tie her shoelaces. Well, how come Tracy wasn't outside? So, oh, her little friend was tying, couldn't tie her shoelaces. My friend couldn't tie her shoelaces. It turns out none of the 30 kids could tie their shoelaces. So by the time I tied 30 shoelaces, of course, the rhesus bell had gone off.
Wow, so, what a story. That's amazing.
But and what does kindergarten have to do for musicians or business leaders or financial conversations is that how come the only student with no hands was the only student required to be able to tie their shoelaces? Right? So sometimes there's standard operating procedures and they seem to make sense. It makes sense. One teacher and 30 kids, there's no way that she could support a four-way amputee. But it turns out I was the shoelace leader, right? I just wanted to go play. Who knew that I was going to be a shoelace leader? I didn't want that at five, but I got the bonus of seeing I was a valuable contributor. So if you don't have an MBA or you don't have the funds or you don't have a famous stage of thousands, but you know that you're a musician worth being heard by thousands, or you've got a business idea that's going to support people's heart and souls and make a big difference, okay, right? And so it didn't matter, right? I was the only, how come the only student with no hands had to tie their shoelaces? Sometimes those standard operating procedures or those thoughts aren't really as relevant. So I learned that day that no and O just means K-N-O-W. The principal just didn't know. And when my mom said, how come, she didn't counteroffer she can tie her shoelaces. Right? She didn't counteroffer that. She said, if it doesn't work out, no problem. Because when she asked how come, she heard he was worried about being stuck with me. So her solution wasn't, I can tie my shoelaces. Her solution was, if it doesn't work out, no problem, right? What are you counteroffering? Are you counteroffering a solution to their pain, right? And so I'm so lucky to have been born a four-way amputee because I learned really early, even at 5 years old, how to influence and how to persuade and how supporting others actually makes a really big difference, not just for me, but it felt so much more fun tying 30 shoelaces and everybody lining up for me to help than it did playing in the schoolyard at recess time, right? And so I got to learn really early because of being born a four-way amputee.
And you know what? Fast forward, you obviously have been inducted in the Canada Hall of Fame, you know, because of your humanitarian work. So you started very early on giving back, and then obviously you continued on that path. So tell us more about your humanitarian work and how, you know, anybody who's listening can support you in that.
Well, you know, I have a podcast out, Unstop the Story. And it just launched today, Annie. Thank you for being my first conversation to on the day of the launch. Very, very excited. I have lots of shows and I'm racing from here to go to the TV studio and I'm going to be on TV about it and on Roku about it and live streaming about it. And I have lots and lots of pre-shows. But you are the one that's my very first announcement that Unstop the Story is live. And unstop the story, right? We have stories that we tell ourselves at 5 years old, right? Oh, I'm not going to be able to go to this school because I have no hands and there's only one teacher. how do we unstop the story that we're not smart enough or tall enough or rich enough or have enough money or, you know, going through horrific, painful relationship stuff maybe or abuse? Who knows? How do we unstop the story? And what's unusual is that businesses have those too, right? Shoppers Drug Mart had it in pharmaceutical reform. Air Canada had it in bankruptcy. Uber had it when they couldn't break into Canada, right? How do we unstop the story? And so my podcast is called Unstop the Story, to and through story, right? Through that kindergarten story and through that suspension bridge story. And then I invite world leaders. So I've got folks like Frank, who is the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? It was great to tie 30 shoelaces, but Frank from Make-A-Wish Foundation, he went from one little boy riding his police motorcycle to an international organization. And another mentor, Peter Thurin, he's an Australian guru known well in Australia for easy to do, easy not to do. Or Alan Bernard from South Africa. He's a doctor and an engineer, and he's a doctor in behavior. He's a leading behavior scientist on how do we make better, faster decisions, right? He busts up impossible by asking unless. Impossible? Unless, right? And so this is what Unstop the Story, and it's free. And I just want to make a difference for everybody when they find themselves hearing or saying to themselves, that's impossible. Well, there's only 10 episodes, one for every chapter. I've 10 chapters and I have 10 podcasts with 10 public personalities from 10 countries around the world. In Canada, I have Kevin Frankish from Breakfast Television on mental wellness, right? And he's one of my guests. So I have 10 guests who unstop your story with my story and their story to match the 10 chapters of the book. And you can have it all at no cost to you, right? You go to Unstoppable Tracy, and Unstoppable is so unstoppable. There's two P's in Unstoppable, Unstoppable Tracy, and Tracy's T-R-A-C-Y. I like to joke, I was born with no extra parts. I call those limbs excess appendages. Right? Who needs arms and legs, right? And so I'm nice and focused. No arms, no legs. And my name is focused. No extra letters, no extra E. No E in Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. UnstoppableTracy.com/podcast/. So you go to Unstoppable Tracy and you'll find the podcast link. And you can listen in to the podcast and part of that humanitarian efforts is by getting the book, the download for free. And if you like paper copy, I can send you for shipping and handling cost only the book, no problem, so hard copy, but you can get the free download. You can listen to the podcast and please like and comment and rate so that they go viral, so that I can continue my humanitarian efforts around the world so that we can bring accessibility to everyone, everywhere. Some of the Canadians will see my commercial, everyone, everywhere. I'm on cable TV and you see me swimming at the end of the commercial, everyone, everywhere. Or maybe you see me with the winter campaign for safe driving and there's 5 winter tips. There's a couple of commercials on TV with me and most of us are watching Roku and Apple, like Netflix. But for those of us still watching cable TV, you'll see me on a few commercials advocating for everyone, everywhere.
That's amazing. And you know what? I really, really want to make sure that whoever has been listening up until this point please check out Tracy's book, Unstoppable You. But at the same time, please also listen to her podcast. I mean, she just told you what you can learn from it and how you can benefit and how you can grow from it. And this is all free. I think this is amazingly generous of you, Tracy. I really appreciate not only, you know, the half an hour that we spent together today, but also this offer for anyone and everyone to further grow. Now, if someone wants to book you to speak, or someone wants you to be part of their project, or let's say they are having a cause and they want you to be, you know, just sharing your story and lift them up, how can they contact you?
Unstoppable Tracy. Unstoppable Tracy on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, every platform, Instagram, also with iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher, right? It's Unstoppable Tracy on Tumblr and my website, Unstoppable Tracy. And that's my email, me@unstoppabletracy.com. So, and I love that. So if people like and share and comment, that helps. And when for speaking, right, is to reach out to the thousands. And I'm so blessed. Every day I get about 100 requests. So I really do need to focus. So I support the Toronto. I have 20 causes, March of Dimes, Rick Hansen Foundation, the Toronto Police, Parasport Ontario, Canadian Paralympic Committee. So I have so many causes that I do. And what I had to do is I had to dial up times 10. So I want to help the individual, and I help the individual with the download of the book and the podcasts, so that I can now help reach. I used to have a goal of hundreds, and then I had a goal of thousands up till March of 2020. But now my goal is hundreds of thousands, because during COVID, that's what happened. Facebook hired me, and I was in Europe and Middle East and all over Asia. And, you know, healthcare organization Centene in the U.S. hired me for their 40,000 employees. And so to reach the healthcare providers that are supporting people coming into the hospitals. And so there's... It's wonderful. And your like and your comment and your share makes a really big difference for me in being able to bring in world peace 2035. That's my mission, is world peace 2035.
Wow. What is not possible for you, really?
But why? Unless, just say unless. Anytime you find yourself or someone says to you impossible, Dr. Alan Bernard says, ask unless. And I say, ask how come, right?
I love it. What is your last wisdom and thought for anyone who has been going through this very interesting year of 2020, and how they can pivot and really make the best out of 2021?
Yes. So I don't know what people are living behind their eyes, behind their ears, right? There is some unbelievable tough things going on, things that I don't even want to put words to. And we're talking life and death and divorce and bankruptcy, so many horrific struggles and wellness lines and, you know, abuse is up 600%. There's horrific things going on. And I know that, you know, a word like an excuse just seems horrible when there's very realistic struggles. And I know I have every excuse for people not to judge me as a four-way amputee in my struggles. But I know when I live a life of no excuses, no matter what bullying or sadness or bankruptcy would happen for Uber, for Shoppers, for Air Canada, for myself in March of 2020, I know when I live a life of no excuses, I get to live a life of no limits. You know, I was born limitless. I was born limitless. You know, limb with a B, limitless. But the bigger secret is you are all born limitless too. When you live a life of no excuses, bit of tough love in these hard times, No excuses, no limits. You can do it. Exceed uncertainty. Feeling uncertain is no excuse for inaction. Embrace possibility, even when you don't know how, and earn independence. But I didn't earn independence alone. I earned independence with people like Annie. Annie is a lifeline, and all of you are a lifeline. It's the lifelines that support us, who we surround ourselves with. Surround yourself with the Ennies and the unstoppable Tracys to earn independence. No excuses, no limits.
Beautiful advice, and thank you for everything. You have been amazing, Tracy, and I wish you continued success and continued, you know, changing the world. And you know, I'm blessed to have you today on the show with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, listeners.
Thanks for joining today's podcast. Annie's podcast showcases various talents, helping you develop the winning mindset to achieve massive success. Want a change in your life? Connect with Annie. Call her at 416-543-6127 and follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Click on the links below.